So we start recording, Sebastian, then we can get on with this shit. Oh, he's recording. Sorry. Hello, welcome to the Trail of Football Podcast for Westwood One UK. This week, as live, nothing of this will be cut out. I can say anything, and it will stay in, because I can't be asked to edit it. It's all going in, you know, like when you're watching a porn film and the man's got a large penis and it goes into the fanny. That probably, normally, would have been cut out, but not now. So, this week's guests are Declan Donnelly and Adam Partland, always known as Declan Ant. I don't blabbe by your rules. So, they've been in a biker grove where they jumped up on a trampoline trying to look at ladies over another garden. Oh, look, she's topless. Come on, Ant, come on, jump higher, jump higher. Very insensitive, because in later series he couldn't do that because he was blind. He got hit in the face with a paintball and then Deck had to carry him, and he's been carrying him ever since. Top of the Pops, you know, before YouTube and the internet and stuff, if you wanted to watch a music video, you'd have to sit in on a Friday night and watch it on the telly live. You couldn't just go on the old YouTube and go, oh, I want to see Madonna's sexy video. Instead of looking at it, whoa, look at that. And that's what we used to have to do in the old days. And also there was loads of historic sex offender presenters on there, which we won't get into. Love Actually is on there with Billy Mack, who is the greatest character ever put to film.
Oh, like a blue one the other week, and it wasn't very nice about my record. Kids, don't buy drugs. Become a pop star, they give me for free.
Yay! I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all... Oh, shit, bollocks, head and hole. I did it again.
What? You said the wrong word.
No, I only meant to say Christmas, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I'm just so used to the old version. That's why we're making the new version. I could do the whole of Love Actually for you if you want. Franny's Feet. I always read it as Fanny's Feet. I don't know what it is. Should have Googled that before I came on. What's Franny's Feet?
One step at a time. Who could suppose what together we'll find? With every pair of shoes that we try, we'll have a new adventure, you and I. Where will my feet take me today? Nobody knows for sure. But come for a walk, I'll lead the way to places never seen
Games Master. He was on Games Master when it was good. No, he's still good now. That is wrong. Old Trevor McDonut, he loves doing it, doesn't he? But Patrick Moore, he's the Games Master, isn't he?
Oh, apparently you want to complete Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Every week, someone wanted to complete Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Like, they've got a film coming out with Dr. Robotnik, and I don't know who that is, because I never got that far in the game. I never got to the big boss. I'm still going on level 2. We have to keep going round and round. Things. Oh, that could be any level, couldn't it? Yeah, we're on the level 2. You go round and round things and you collect the rings. And you go bum 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 bum. And then you go past a little sign and it spins around and you've won. That one. Finders Keepers. The seminal kids TV show, which we will be doing on Small Screen 90s at some point, I think. So, what I'm about to say, don't listen to this bit, because I will say exactly the same thing when we're doing another podcast. No, sorry. No, Barnes will say exactly the same thing. Go on, let's keep the suspense up. This is a real person. I know the Christmas special just sort of broke that because I just put Spider-Man and I decided to talk about the multiverse of Trevors. There's a multiverse of Trevors. All right, they mostly have all the same opinions, but they are different, slightly. And it's also, it's not that I've made a multiverse, it's that my continuity is not very good. So I keep making up different ones for different things I'm doing. Oh, anyway, this is bollocks. Yes, anyway, Finders Keepers on it. And also Jet from Gladiator. Also Jet from Gladiator was on one series. And she put her leg up. And I found a clip on the old TikTok. And she was called Jets when she was first on. They were an S. And I thought it was called Jet. She must have just changed her name. It's very weird. And I still would. Still would now. He's one on the list that I still would. I've got a long list. Anthea Turner in her 60s, still would. Davina McCall, 50s, well, yes. Susanna Reid, definitely on the list. I'm starting to sound like that Nick Knowles show that used to be on Saturday nights. It's on the list, isn't it? That was what it was called, wasn't it? On the list, isn't it? Lots of things that have been on the list. Mrs. Merton Show. It was a person pretending to be a character and asking ridiculous things. Imagine doing that. Imagine being so sad that you invent the character to talk to people because you can't talk to them as yourself. Imagine someone doing that. Telly Addicts, where basically all we had to do was look at a clip and go, oh, was Renee holding a pencil or a pen? Oh, it's a pencil. 5 points. Boom, 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 boom. I can't remember what the theme tune is. TFI Friday, which I've been trying to get off the ground for ages. TFG Friday with me. And I come on. Bam, 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 ba da ba bam, ba da ba bam. Oh, it's Echo! And then you'd go upstairs. And then you talk to the little producer man. You go, oh, you're thick. And everyone goes, ah, he's thick. And then you'd get a big celebrity on and speak to them. Then you'd have a band. Then you'd get a member of the public to do something stupid down a tunnel. Oh, this man's going to go down a tunnel. Right. It was like The Word, but less filth. Auntie's Bloomers. I don't know how you can be on Auntie's Bloomers. You can be on a clip on Auntie's Bloomers. It's like All Right in the Night, but Auntie's Bloomers is better because it had Terry Rogan on it. And at the moment, All Right in the Night has David Williams doing a very funny voiceover. Reading all the words that the Dawson brothers have given to him. Because he doesn't talk normally on it, does he? He talks like this. Which no one in the right mind would talk like. Oh, here's Holly and Phil on This Morning. She's got big boobs. My hero. It's Dougal from Father's Dead pretending to be a superhero. It's not in the same league as all the Marvel films in DC. I wouldn't say that. The special effects is shit as well. He used to spin around. Oh, I've got my clothes on. And Hugh Dennis is in it, being a doctor. Slap bang with Ant and Deck. Who Ant and Deck? Oh, Deck and Ant. Oh, yeah. You know, there's some show they did. SMTV Live with Cat Deeley. Oh, hello. Something for the dads. And then Wonky Donkey, we yelled at young kids. You got it wrong. So simple. It has to rhyme. You're not rhyming it. Red or black, where you had to pick red or black every round. And so I won at the end. And there was skill in it, apparently. No skill. It was random, wasn't it? The Nightly Show. It's back. Was not back. He would never be back. But someone who's been on it is back. Of course they're on it. They're on ITV. Seem to be contractually obliged that you have to advertise ITV shows on ITV. Because this week on Saturday Night Takeaway, they were doing The Masked Singer. And is it the Wombo? Who's the Wombo? And they sing. I do think that Bagpipes was not Pat Cash, like they said it was. It was Tim Vine. It was Tim Vine. See, that's how bad I think about it. I even will not even take it as it's them when they take the hat off. I was like, no. No, it definitely is them. This is bollocks. You've just got Pat Cash to come and step in at the last minute to get in there. It was definitely Tim Vine. Limitless win. Yeah, it goes up. And it asks for numbers and stuff. And then it goes up the wall. And it goes boom, 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 boom. Oh, you've got a special thing. Da-da-da-da-da. Boom. And Limitless win. Which I spoke about this the other week. It's not Limitless, is it? Because they're not going to give away £4 billion to someone. Oh, you've just gone past the 2 million mark. Would you like to keep going?
Yes, I would, Decadent. I like to keep going all the way up to the top.
And but you're going to make us bankrupt.
I don't care. I want to keep going.
Up it goes. All the way up. And they go, they do I'm a Celebrity. They get some D-list celebrities and they laugh at them. Yeah, you're eating bugs. You're eating some bollocks, and you've got to climb up this thing, and then eat some bollocks, and then you've got to go along there and have some rice and beans, and then eat some bollocks, and all that. And it's the same every year. Oh, we're going to split you up, and then you're going to have some rice and beans, and eat some bollocks, and then we're going to put you all back together again. Make someone a leader of the camp, and they're going to make you eat some bollocks. And then we're going to kick you out one after the other while you all eat bollocks at the same time. And then you go down this big water slide at the end, eating bollocks, if you want to, down a water slide. At the end is the person who's eaten the less amount of bollocks is the winner. And they all clap them and they all, yay, on the bridge. Thank you, I didn't eat enough bollocks. Where are they, Sebastian? Should we ring them up? Hello, Denkin Ant. Sir, Anton Deck. Oh, hello. You mentioned my podcast today. You can't come, why not? You're filming Alien Autopsy 2? Fuck off. No, you're not. Oh, that is true. The Nan film's coming out with Catherine Tate, so anything is possible. Who's in the sequel to Alien Autopsy? Judy Love. Of course she is. She's everything. How'd you come up with your funny things? Oh, they're all Tokyo. Alright. What's it like working with Kat Daly? Oh, yeah, he's a very sexy lady, isn't she? Yeah, Patrick Hilty's lucky bastard, isn't he? Yeah. Could I be on the Saturday Night Takeaway? Could I do I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of My Ear? Yes, I am a celebrity. In my own right, yes. Yeah, okay, you do it now. Ask me to say things, I'll say them out loud. I'll say them to Sebastian. Hello, Sebastian. I love you, Sebastian. You've got a big willy. You don't say that kind of thing on it, do you? You don't make me say that to him. Yeah, I saw him in the changing rooms once, and he's got quite a big manhood. Yeah, for his size, it's in proportion. No, he's not a dwarf, no. So he can't come this week. What about Monday? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, you're wrong. All right, see you later, Decadent. Bye-bye. Decadent can't come. They're filming a new sequel to Alien Autopsy, which everyone has been waiting for. Like the Catherine Tate Nan film. Yay. It might be good. It might be there. It might be their Dark Knight to their Batman Begins. Might be. It might be even better than the first one. So anyway, this has been the True Frugal Podcast for Westwood One UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts from TrevorTees.com. Thank you very much for listening. And bollocks to a lot of you. Bye-bye. What are you doing? Throat singing. Right.